Doyle needed to make the deeper cuts because he rejected a few of the short-term fixes lawmakers agreed on to deal with the budget shortfall. The governor vetoed their plan to delay a $125 million school aid payment, and he scaled back their proposal to refinance tobacco settlement payments to get more cash up front.
You know, there are clearly things we can do by taking advantage of better interest rates and that sort of thing, but you better have a pretty significant set of cuts that you make for that, too. So, you know, that's really at the heart of this. I'm saying we have to cut considerably more than what they were willing to do.
Doyle's vetoes would leave his agencies responsible for about $270 million in cuts, which is about $200 million more than what lawmakers arrived at. The biggest share of that money will come from the state's roads fund, which Doyle will tap for more than $100 million. By using the roads money, the governor went against the wishes of legislative leaders from both parties, who increased borrowing this budget to spend more on roads.
It's pretty amazing that you go into a budget repair bill where you're trying to deal with a $650 million deficit, you come out with $180 million additional dollars being spent in transportation.
Legislative leaders did not say yet whether they plan to try and override any of the governor's vetoes, but Doyle says he doubts they would be successful. The governor also used his veto pen to mostly restore funding for the federal Real ID driver's license program, which is paid for in Wisconsin by a new $10 license fee. Doyle's vetoes also left the state with a bigger balance in its checkbook than the legislature agreed to. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.